It's the Scotty Myers Show.
Hey, welcome to this week's edition of the show. Of course, you can follow us on social media at Scotty Myers on Twitter and the Scotty Myers Show Facebook and Instagram. Of course, I'm your host, Scotty Myers, and Natalie, my lovely wife, is here as well.
Hi.
How you feeling?
I'm okay. I just had my vaccine, my first one, not even an hour ago.
We both got it today.
Yep.
Mine was a little earlier.
Yep.
Same thing. I feel like I get a bad bruise or something on my shoulder. That's about it.
I don't feel like bruising, but while I was driving home, I did feel like I was bionic. Like my whole left arm got tingly. Okay. Just from like the wrist, the top of the wrist to where my thumb and forefinger meet.
Okay.
Just a little tingly.
Yeah.
So I guess that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I felt like when I got my flu shot. So, but I, you know, this is different, so who knows?
Yeah, I'm curious to see how I feel tomorrow. I got a little weirded out because I went and got the shot this afternoon, and then I went for a run.
Mm-hmm.
Like, had my shot, I had all my running gear on and then immediately went for a run. And last night I Googled, like, can you exercise? I forgot, I didn't know. Can you exercise getting the vaccine? And it was totally like, yeah. But then reading the article, it started listing, like, possible side effects. And it was like, you could be very tired the next day or 2 days afterwards. So you may not want to get out of bed and all. And I'm just sitting there starting to go like, I gotta fucking work. Like, not an option. So.
Well, weren't you worried that you could be on your run? And especially it was hot today.
It was, yeah.
Like 19 degrees. So. Weren't you afraid that maybe you would faint or fall over or not feel well and you're trapped somewhere?
Well, no, I never took it in a situation of that if I started to feel bad, I would turn around and walk.
Mm-hmm.
But I never felt bad and I wasn't worried about fainting or anything like that. Like that thought never even crossed my mind. I know you thought I was kind of nuts doing it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would assume that when you get a vaccine, even a flu shot, you probably shouldn't be like, you know, lifting weights, like that kind of exercise. But I guess a jog is fine.
Yeah, nice little run. And I found these things just since I'm on the running topic here. I meant to talk about this the other day, but I found these things. You saw the little gummies that I have now pre-run. They're Goo, like the company GU Goo.
Are you trying to get an endorsement or something?
Yes. God, yes. They make these gummies that are carbs and electrolytes. And they're tasty, but I'm telling you, every time I've done a run on them now, I feel great post-run.
Good, great. I would probably, just to be like the mom of this conversation, even though I've never born a child, probably not a good idea to exercise after you get your vaccine. Don't pay attention to us.
Well, yeah, ask your doctor.
Seek like, don't listen to me. Don't be like,
oh, fuck, Scotty Myers did it, so I'm good. No, ask your doctor. But yeah, more importantly, if you are a runner and you've never tried these Goo gummies, check them out. They're really cool. Anyway, please Goo, sponsor me. When I did my virtual half, I had their gel and the s'mores was delicious. And I'm not even lying. Please sponsor me.
I'm not a runner.
You ran. You did a 10K with me and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was the last time I think I ran.
Yeah, so you did it.
Thank you. It's not my thing. It's not my thing.
It's not your thing. But you got a medal. You ran. You're part of the club. You just dues. You owe dues. That's all.
I think I threw it away, my medal. I really don't give a shit.
So last week we were talking all about my potential UTI, which is still hanging around.
I forgot, yeah.
Which is still hanging around, even though I'm done the meds. So I bought some diet cranberry juice today and I'm going back to the doctor on Monday. But it spawned a buddy of mine to text me. I don't know if I should name him or not.
Nah.
It's kind of an embarrassing story. So he texts me and he goes, so you have to go a lot now. He goes, have you had an accident? And I was like, no, man. Like I can still hold it in. Like if I'm out, you know, I don't have to just go. And he was like, oh, okay, maybe I don't have a UTI then. I was like, what? And he was like, so I was in the line at the drugstore the other day and I had to go. So I asked him if I could use the bathroom and they said, no, they're closed to the public because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, okay, I'll be all right. And I'll go to the coffee shop or something nearby. And he goes, but the person in front of me in line kept having this long conversation about cats and dogs with the cashier.
Right.
And he goes, I just pissed myself.
Like on purpose? Like, no. To make a point of hurry it up?
That is how you will clear up a line quickly.
Wow, like, your story was so funny. I pissed myself.
Like, you go to a Costco on a Sunday, just piss yourself, yeah. You'll go right to the front of the line.
And no one will bother you.
No, he said it just came out.
Okay.
His thing was like, I just...
Like a tinkle, like a trickle, like he a said, like, yeah, like, tickle, like or
few drops. Seconds, few seconds.
And he didn't soil his pants.
He did.
It wasn't dripping down his leg. It was it?
No. Well, he had dry fit type material, like leggings on, I guess.
Okay.
So I guess that kind of somewhat absorbed and wicked away.
Great.
said urination.
Less rashes.
Yeah, but you know, I told him, I was like, dude, you need to get that checked.
I think we've all had adult accidents. Like the last time I pee-peed my pants, I was like 8, I remember, because I ruined my favorite purple corduroys. But it was just that I was in the bathroom, I was trying to make it. I think it was just like, you just forget or lose yourself in the moment. I don't know. I think less pee accidents and more every fart's a gamble accidents. Like, I have sharted.
Right. I never have sharted.
Which I just don't believe. What? I just don't believe.
To my knowledge, I have never sharted. Now, to the peeing thing, I can remember the last time I peed, I think. I do remember one time, actually, these are both on the same trip. One time driving to Pennsylvania on a vacation, I had to piss, but we were driving through New York, like the interstate that goes through the Bronx.
Okay.
And this is not like now. Like it was, New York was a bit more dangerous at that point. Not to say it's not dangerous now, but like, you know, you watch.
Yeah, the 1920s were a crazy time.
Oh, it was brutal. and, you know, and we were on an interstate with no exits and that, and there was nothing I could do. And I was in the back of a minivan laying down and I had to hold it so long my back hurt. Like I remember that distinctly. And then I remember going to a Roy Rogers fast food restaurant, and that was where I got relief.
Right.
That which was great. But same trip. I was at Hershey Park in Hershey, Pennsylvania. All of the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And a theme park, and they had an arcade, and I had to pee, but I saw an arcade game that I wanted to play. So I went and started playing the arcade game and couldn't hold it in. I got kind of wrapped up in the game.
You peed your pants at an arcade?
Yeah. Yeah, I was standing there like, wow. Playing the game. I think it was like an Indiana Jones game or something like that. And I was playing it and yeah, just I got wrapped up and I couldn't hold it
in
anymore.
How much came out?
Oh, quite a bit.
Okay, so your parents were there?
My mother was there,
yeah. Okay, did you have a change of clothes?
She had to buy me new shorts. And I had to go commando for the rest of the day. Because
Wouldn't it be funny if like that was the... What if that was the point where you started going commando for the rest of your life?
Right, it could have happened.
You know, where you're just like, wow, I really like this. And it just, you know, changed your life forever.
Yeah, I mean, it was freeing. It was definitely cool. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of wiping. There was a lot of like sanitary wipes happening, I remember.
They Who was wiping you?
Me.
Okay.
Me.
Just checking.
Me.
How old were you?
I don't even remember. I was still a kid.
Okay.
Like, I was still young.
Okay.
Young. But I remember I was wiping my, like, it was one of those situations where it was like, I was young enough, if I remember correctly, like, my mother was outside the bathroom, kind of making sure I was doing what you're supposed to do, like, yelling through the door of, like, you gotta wipe that off. You're gonna chafe. You're gonna get a rash.
Oh my God.
And then here's your new shorts. And then I came out and was like, let's go get chocolate. So, yeah. But to the sharding thing, you asked me this, geez, I think early when we started dating.
Yeah.
And I do not have a memory of farting and then going, oh.
You remember. Ooh, you would know if you've done it.
Yeah. So I really don't think I've done it.
I just can't believe that because you were once a heftier guy.
Yeah, but so? Not every hefty fella is running around shitting himself.
No, when you're eating bad food.
Yeah.
And food that maybe produces diarrhea. Cha-cha-cha. Then, you know, you might think a fart's a fart, but it ends up being a shit. A shart.
But I think for me,
it's poetry.
It's a haiku. I think for me, the thing that kind of maybe prevented that is, at least when I sit there and think about what potentially might cause a shart, like too much pizza, as an example.
Yeah, for you.
For me. Cheese. Right, because my cheese, but it binds me up.
No, but cheese doesn't make you shart. Sharting can just be like, it doesn't mean that you have diarrhea or that you're not feeling well or you ate something you're allergic to. I mean, those could be factors, but it could just be like nothing. It could just be a, this is going to be a fart, and you push and then you go, that didn't feel right. And then maybe there's a smell and then you go and check and then you have to throw away your underwear and then there's a whole wipe situation happening. Maybe a shower.
What has happened to you? See, there's the first rule, and I am a master farter. You don't push too hard. You have to know your limit. Listen, I have pushed them out. I have, but there's a limit. It's like there's like a needle, like a meter. And once you start getting into the red zone, yeah, that means there's something. There's resistance to the fart. And if there's resistance to the fart, that means there's something with it.
Right.
It's, you know, farts are light.
It's a danger zone.
Yeah.
Okay.
So once I kind of, I'm a master of that. Once I kind of start feeling too much pushback, mm-hmm. as it were, as I'm trying to push out.
Right. You know when to pull back.
I'm off the gas.
Okay, good for you. Good for you. I could learn so much from you.
I really should have like a TED Talk series on farting. Like ways to clench so that you make different sounds, ways to arch your back.
I read somewhere that.
There's tricks to the trade.
There is a inherent sense of pride that human beings have with their flatulence, where when you fart, mm-hmm. whether you remember, you know, or realize you're doing it, you do take a whiff, and it's not like you're like, oh man, that's awesome, but there's something about like smelling your own stench that apparently it like releases chemicals in our brain that makes us proud of ourselves.
See, to me, it's not the smell. Because sometimes the smell, like, I find the smell hilarious, especially if I fart in one room and it follows me to the other, or it's like, don't go! Like, that to me is funny.
I think it sticks to your clothes.
But to me, it's the sound.
Well, yeah.
That's what gets me. That's what I'm proud about.
Okay, like, yeah, that's why fart machines exist and whoopee cushions, because everyone thinks the sound's hilarious.
But, yeah, the sound is awesome. Like, I have had farts with you that you've cracked up at, like, when I've let
them. Yeah, they're funny. I'm a human being.
No. But I'm just saying, I wish I could, like, I wish I recorded them. Like, they're those types of memories. Mm. Like, it's photos of great vacations, concerts I've been to, farts.
Yeah.
Like, if I could save them. if I could save farts in a bottle, like, that would be, to me, the greatest thing. But you just never know when they're going to be classic that in the back of your head, you're like, man, that was so
winners.
Good. Or just duds. You just never know. And if you try to record them all, that's just a lot of time that I don't think is being productively used.
And then if you try to force them to record them, you might shit your pants.
You have come full circle. Well done. Class one finished. Now pay me money. We're going to move on to geek news because there is a ton of it. We're going to start with, where do I want to start? There's so much. I'm going to start with Army of the Dead, the new Zack Snyder film that is on Netflix. I'll give you a little review on Army of the Dead if you were. It's a fun flick. It's a good kind of zombie movie. Not as gory as I had hoped, in all honesty, and definitely some old tripes. As far as the story goes, that come up all the time that are, in a way, very frustrating. But, I mean, Zack knows how to shoot a movie. It's beautiful. I love the visuals of it. I dig the characters. I dig the world that he was kind of building there. Overall, I'm going to give it, like, a slightly above average zombie flick, in all honesty. Like, I wasn't as enamored with it as some people I see online. I think it's a good movie. I want to see more of that world. But there were some things in it that bugged me, and I don't want to spoiler it up here for you, but there's some definite things where you're like, why is that character doing that? And then that character's doing that, and that's going to fuck everybody. And you can just kind of see it unfolding. So that's kind of my thoughts on Army of the Dead. Overall enjoyable, maybe a little long too. Could have trimmed a little bit out of it, but good, worth checking out. You got an evening, you want to sit down on Netflix and watch some zombie action, Army of the Dead is definitely worth that. Henry Cavill has announced one of his next feature projects, and he's joining another franchise, this time in a reboot. Henry Cavill has been cast in the Highlander reboot, which is great casting. I mean, you look at him in The Witcher, and he damn near looks like the Highlander, in all honesty. I'm assuming Cavill will be Connor McLeod of the Clan McLeod. And I'll be curious to see how they do this movie updated. Technology is going to have to seep its way into the Immortals and the Quickening and all that type of stuff. I'm looking forward to this, though. Highlander reboot. Highlander's a great film. And I think Cavill is a great choice to lead it. Let's get into the Star Wars news of the week. There's rumors floating out there that the soon-to-be-released Book of Boba Fett is a multiple-season story, and that Disney Plus has already committed to making multiple seasons of the Book of Boba Fett. There's no way this is not going to be successful. We're talking about one of the most popular characters in Star Wars history having his own show after being kind of reestablished in The Mandalorian. There'll definitely probably be some crossover between The Mandalorian and the Book of Boba Fett at some point. So there's no way it's not going to be a hit. So multiple seasons make sense. The more you can get out of Boba Fett, the better. And in some ways, if they do multiple seasons of this, and even though it would make me immensely sad, if they do finish up Boba Fett's story, it'd be nice to see him, I don't want to say retire, but end it with the death of Boba Fett. Give us Boba Fett's, kind of final days in the Book of Boba Fett. Not the first season. Maybe like season 3, 4, 5. Well, whatever. Speaking of TV shows at Disney Plus, one that was announced, Rangers of the New Republic, is no longer in active development over at the House of the Mouse. Apparently, this show has been put on the back burner. It's not been canceled, but right now they're not in active development phase of this. And the only reason I can think this is because of Lucasfilm firing Gina Carano. She had to be a key figure, if not the lead character of Rangers of the New Republic. Basically she joins the Rangers in Mandalorian. So it would make sense that her story continues off with the Rangers. And now that she's not with Lucasfilm anymore, this project has been put on the back burner. Now, it's Hollywood. Everybody gets a second chance for the most part. I could see in a year or two, maybe Gina Carano coming back into the fold and this project being kind of re-kickstarted at that point. I could see that happening. We'll just have to wait and see. And there was a fun little hashtag trending over the last couple days, and that was hashtag make Solo 2 happen. I was fans of the Solo film trying to get the sequel greenlit over at Disney and Lucasfilm. Don't know if that's going to happen. I still stand by Solo. I'm one of these people that would be on board for Solo 2. I enjoyed the hell out of that movie, left with a big goofy smile on my face, and I loved the ending. Listen, spoilers, if you haven't seen it at this point, you're never going to. Darth Maul showing up at the end was great for me. He's one of my favorite characters in Star Wars history. So I really would love to see where they were going to go with the Solo story. And, I'm holding out hope. These streaming services have given hope for every project under the sun to maybe see the light of day. So I'm on board. Hashtag make Solo 2 happen. Let's switch over to Marvel, if we can. Guardians of the Galaxy, they could be getting a game from Square Enix. That is the heavy rumor, is that you'll have a chance to play as the Guardians in an upcoming game. That's really all the details on that, but pretty exciting. The Eternals trailer dropped. We got our first look at the Eternals and how the movie is going to look. And I will definitely say, based on the trailer, it is the least Marvel movie Marvel has made so far. In fact, some of the scenes and the tone of it felt more like a DC film, in all honesty. I'm anxious to see how this one turns out. I would say this is probably their riskiest film to date. It's a property that not a lot of people are super familiar with. and you know, definitely has a different vibe from the first trailer than anything we've seen in the Marvel world so far. But the trailer definitely piqued my interest. If you haven't seen it yet, Scotty Mars on Twitter and the Scotty Mars Show on Facebook, it is up there for you. On Marvel TV's front, of course, Loki, not that far away, but MODOK is out now. Patton Oswalt voicing the villain. And I got to see the first episode. That's all we have here in Canada right now. But I will say the show is hilarious. Really well done. Now, I'm a fan of Patton Oswalt to begin with. So I kind of went in already knowing I was going to enjoy it on some level. But it is very smartly written. The jokes hit. It's really well done. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I'm looking forward to more MODOK in the future. If you haven't checked it out yet because you thought a comedy, it's worth it. Trust me, you're going to laugh. I was laughing out loud within the first couple minutes, so I think you'll definitely get a kick out of that. Over at Disneyland, they have released the Avengers Campus map because Avengers Campus opening soon. One of the things you can get at the Pym Test Kitchen is a $100 sandwich. I'm not shitting you. It's a big, giant sandwich for many, many people, but still, $100 sandwich over there. Of course, the Spider-Man ride is probably the one most people are most excited about, and you can get these little interactive web shooters that are great toys. Disney's going to make a shit ton of money off this. Great toys that will interact with the ride, and then you can take them home, and then Spidey BattleBots are part of the ride, and guess what else you can buy and take home? Spidey BattleBots. They have the synergy on the marketing, the promotion, like it's so well intertwined. It's other level. It really, really is. But yeah, Avengers Campus right now only at Disneyland in Anaheim, California. We will not be getting that at Walt Disney World, at least anytime soon. And if you're heading over to Disney Plus, you're sitting there going, well, we've got Loki coming soon. There's a little bit of a gap in between, you know, Falcon and Winter Soldier and Loki. Fury Files has shown up on Disney Plus. It's basically a little bit of like secret origins, backstories and whatnot of characters throughout the Marvel universe. And just if you need something to scratch your Marvel itch right now, that will probably do it on Disney Plus, Fury Files. Let us switch over to DC, shall we? Lots of DC news to get to. Jeremy Irvine has been cast as Alan Scott in the upcoming HBO Max Green Lantern series. Of course, Alan Scott, the original Green Lantern. And this show is going to be telling stories of Alan Scott, Guy Gardner, I believe Jessica Cruz, a few other Lanterns, and kind of over the years. So great to see Alan Scott getting his due in the live action world. And speaking of TV shows from DC, Naomi has been picked up at the CW. It will be debuting mid-season as a mid-season replacement show. This is a new comic that came out not too long ago, a character that was basically from another part of the multiverse, got dumped on Earth when her world was destroyed and the people come after her. She has some powers. It's a really cool story and a character that caught on with people very quickly. So the show looks good. I haven't seen like a trailer, but the images are like right off the comic book page. So promising start there. And Bebo, if you watch DC Legends of Tomorrow, you know Bebo. He's getting his own holiday special, which is awesome. Bebo's so cute. So really, really cool. In bad news for DC shows, the Black Lightning spinoff Painkiller was not picked up at CW. That doesn't mean it's totally dead. Apparently, reviews of Painkiller and kind of how they were spinning that out of Black Lightning were very positive. So there are some rumblings out there that Painkiller is going to get picked up at HBO Max. So Painkiller might not be totally dead right now, but definitely not happening at the CW. Titans season 3, we at least have a release month. They were teasing it on their social medias that they were going to give us the release date. They gave us a release month. It will be hitting HBO Max in August. And of course, Titans season 3, we're going to get to see Nightwing. We're going to see Red Hood. Lots of cool shit headed our way in Titans season 3. Now, we all know The Rock is Black Adam, and he shared a couple of photos recently on his Instagram of the filming of Black Adam, one being a giant kind of set shot where it's definitely in some sort of palace or something like that. And another one was him standing covered in a black cloak. It was kind of our first look at Black Adam, but really you couldn't see. It could have been anybody in a cloak. You couldn't even see his face, but still, nonetheless, cool that he's building up hype for that. But that is not the only character that The Rock is tackling in the DC universe. He has been cast to voice Crypto the Superdog in the animated Super Pets film that they're going to do. So The Rock gets to be Black Adam and the animal version of Superman. Things are going well for The Rock. And they announced that the Batgirl movie was going to be headed to HBO Max. There's an argument to be had there on whether that should be going to theaters or not. Like Kevin Smith brought up that, you know, Batgirl's probably a $1 billion franchise if they do it right. And the fact that they're going to HBO Max with it is bizarre. And I would kind of agree with that a little bit. But it does have directors now. And that is a big step forward for the project that's been a little bit in limbo for quite some time. The directors of the project have some pedigree. They did Bad Boys for Life and upcoming Disney Plus Ms. Marvel. So Adil El Arbi and Bila Fala, they will be directing Batgirl for HBO Max. And the biggest story of the day that kind of falls into geek news is we had another merger. So it was like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, we were talking about Discovery and Warner Media merging. Now we have Amazon buying MGM Studios. This is huge. Now, of course, the biggest property that MGM Studios owns, or at least, you know, partially owns, is the James Bond franchise. And so the fact that Amazon now has the Bond franchise is crazy to me. But, you know, they also have Rocky. They have Pink Panther, Legally Blonde. I know there's another one basically in the works for Legally Blonde. And then when we get into the super, super geeky stuff, Stargate, which has been a beloved franchise from the movies to the TV show that's been sitting dormant for years, and RoboCop, which is also not being used to its full potential in my opinion. So, I mean, there's a ton of projects just kind of sitting out there now that could potentially see new light of day with Amazon, now that Amazon has bought MGM. And really, in these streaming wars, sometimes a thing like, you know, Disney buying Fox or Amazon buying MGM, and there were rumors Netflix was sniffing around MGM as well, it's not that the future projects are what attracts these companies. It's the vault of movies. MGM, one of the oldest film studios in Hollywood. And if you're Amazon and you just bought MGM, you now have a ton of content to dump on your streaming service. Like ridiculous amounts of content. You're going to have all the Bond movies. You're going to have all the Rocky movies. You know, you're going to have the old RoboCops, the Stargate. You're going to have all this stuff that has come out from MGM over the years. And that is a massive coup for Amazon Prime. It's going to reshape their streaming service for sure. And they're paying for it. They definitely are. You're looking at almost $9 billion is what Amazon is paying to acquire MGM. And Jeff Bezos said they will reimagine studio franchises for the 21st century. So, you know, hey, hopefully we get a really badass RoboCop. Hopefully we get some new Stargate stuff. Of course, Bond will continue in many, many ways, whether it's going to be films. Now you could do, stories in the Bond universe as a TV show. There's lots of things that Amazon can do with this. I suspect in the next Bond, not the one that's coming out soon because that's already shot, but probably in whatever the next Bond movie is, they'll just get rid of Q and Bond won't get his gadgets from Q anymore. They'll just come from Amazon Prime. Overnight delivery, right? Done. That's probably how it'll go. But major shakeup in the streaming world. If you don't have Amazon Prime, I have a feeling once they get the MGM catalog up and on there, it will suddenly become a streaming service definitely worth adding to your collection. And that will do it for this week's edition of the show. Thank you so much for joining us, telling your friends, continue to spread the word. And until we chat again, have a great week.